This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Matt, a good morning. Ever been to Iceland, Matt?
No, and don't plan on going.
There we go. There
I mean,
we go.
Butler's kind of like Iceland in from December to February.
Absolutely.
There we are. Yes. So, hey, how about this no-hitter? The Pirates got no hit in one. Ever been involved? What's the – forget the – we'll get to the Bartman game maybe in a little bit, but what's the zaniest, like, no-hitter situation that you've had? First of all, have you thrown one, by the way, at any level?
I have never thrown a no-hitter. Made it in one start in Pittsburgh. Brian Giles with two outs in the seventh broke my no-hitter up tonight. Probably my it was my second closest one, and I had another one where, of all people, Kareem Garcia hit a home run at Wrigley off me in the with two outs in the seventh.
Oh man!
So my kids always bring that one up to me for some reason, even though they don't know who Kareem Garcia is. But I think, you know, I was thinking about this today, and I think I definitely saw the zaniest no hitter until Sunday with AJ Burnett's with the 9 walks.
Oh,
and,
that's right. That's right.
And I was on the bench for that one, and it was interesting because I'm not sure the pitch total. I'm thinking it was 120s or maybe even like the 130 something. And but quite amazing. And it seems like the better the guys with the nastier stuff or the crazy stuff. Like, I mean, Hunter Green has some crazy stuff, the way his fastball and his slider and everything else. That's the people that have the chance of having the crazy things happen in those
yes.
games. It's amazing to walk 9 and not give up a run in that game.
I remember that A.J. Burnett no-hitter. You know, the one thing that – well, he walked like 42 people. But what sticks out for me is when he celebrates at the end, you just are reminded how hulking of a guy Charles Johnson had to be to throw to and how big of a – he was gigantic, wasn't he, to throw to?
Yeah, Charles Johnson was a big dude. I think that was – it's funny you say that because the day I got traded there, you know – the first time walking in a locker room, and I was still young, so I had, you know, I don't even remember if I pitched against Charles Johnson the year before or that rookie year, after my rookie year. So that year, you don't, it's kind of a blur. You don't get a chance to like view what's going on. I remember walking in the locker room and seeing just how gigantic of a man he was, especially for a catcher.
Speaking about the size of dudes, have you ever seen a dude like Danny Vogelback racing around the base paths? You know, I timed it, though. It wasn't as slow as you would expect. It was like 13 seconds, which isn't a terrible home to third time. I honestly, it's part of the reason I kind of relate to or identify with the guy as a fan anyway of the game, is that he looks like a dude I'd play beer league softball with.
You know, I remember we talked about the couple moves that the Pirates made in the offseason, and I thought this was a great one. You know, Pirates fans are going to rally behind him. You know, he's trying to hit the ball 600 feet every time up there. He's coming to play, you know, and he's in a situation where, you know, had a big year with Milwaukee and then kind of became a platoon guy and you know, fighting to get a role and having a chance to play almost every day here and you know, just the heart he brings to it. It's kind of, I tried to find a comparison and you know, maybe a Matt Stairs back in the day when
yes,
he was at Oakland,
yes,
where,
yes.
You know, that was the one comparison I could come up with. Now Stairs is like one of the all time great pinch hitters of the history of baseball. And, I think it's fun. I unfortunately think that come July, a contender is going to grab him up, which is probably part of the Pirates' plan with signing him, is, you know, grab a couple prospects out of it at the end. And But hopefully for him, he had somewhere, maybe a short porch in New York where he can hit a couple pinch hit home runs.
Yeah, that was fantastic to watch him run around, though. Do you ever I could watch it 30 times today, honestly. Back to that no-hitter, though. The complexities of getting no hit but winning. Do you celebrate that? If it was a single pitcher, let's say it was just one guy and they hadn't gone to the pen, the Reds, do you celebrate that? Do you write a zero on the ball? What do you do?
I think you have to celebrate it if it's one pitcher. And you really do, because it's hard to do. But, I mean, you don't celebrate it like you normally do. You aren't running on the field, actually, as the other team
right.
celebrating their win. But, I mean, it's definitely, it's an accomplishment. You ask me if I ever threw one. I kind of in the back of my mind with my control issues. And for a good portion of my career, I wasn't easy to hit. But I always was my own worst enemy with the hit batsmen, the walks, the wild pitches, whatever the case may be. I always kind of envisioned like I was going to be the dude that did that. I'd have the no hitter, but I'd have two runs given up because of stupidity on my part. But as a team, you have to celebrate it. And let's give Bell some credit. Like we love to talk about how Kershaw gets pulled early and different people get pulled early and everything else. You want to talk about having some guts, your prize prospect. In a season where you have no chance of winning, and he let him roll out there for those extra pitches it's easy to criticize him and say, if he wouldn't have done that, they might have won the game. But, you're giving the kid a chance, and I even heard the interview after where he said, hey, he goes through that inning 8-9 pitches. I think I'm sending him back out and see if he can get a quick ninth inning too, and because those opportunities don't come around very often. But, he gets hurt, he's fired the next day. That's their main guy in any organization they had out there.
Matt, we were talking last night, just texting back and forth a little bit about collapses, whether it's, you want to relate it to the Pens 3-1 up in the series against the Rangers, having leads in the final three games and collapsing and losing the series. Whether you want to talk, I know you're a huge NBA fan, and the Suns having the best record in the NBA and then getting bounced by the Mavs in ugly fashion in the final game of that series. And you brought up, I said, what's the worst collapse you've been a part of? The Bartman thing, which Colin brought up. I mean, what was the just atmosphere like in the dugout? Not just that night, but then the next night when you guys had a lead again and it still fell apart.
I catch myself as a fan now watching all this stuff happen, thinking about it differently than it was in the dugout, if that makes sense. It's 3-1 and the team that's down's winning that next game, and you're like, oh, if they win this game, they're going home next game. That other team's in trouble. So you work so hard to be up 3-1, and then all of a sudden, like halfway through the 3-1, the fifth game, that team's the bad team who is struggling is winning. You're like, oh, they're going to be in big trouble. And as a player, it's just not the same feeling. You don't feel the collapse. You just want to win the series. And yes, I think after something that happened, like the Bartman game, after that game six happened, you start to feel it a little bit because of the way it went down. And you're also in a 100-year drought of getting to the World Series on that team at the same time. So there's like a different level of pressure that kind of the whole city feels, and they're chasing a guy out of the parking lot. So they're basically, the fans are basically saying this ended right now with Bartman touching that ball. But it's a tough feeling. I remember that whole thing clear as day, and it's almost 20 years ago. And, I was fortunate enough to win game four to put us up 3-1. And I remember the whole series of events, next game, Beckett struck out like 15 against Zambrano in Florida. We left, no big deal. We're coming home. We got two left. We got Pryor and Wood throwing. And then all of a sudden, we're kind of cruising in the prior game, and things are going well. And then I think it starts to happen when the pressure mounts when you have a lead, and then that kind of like the Penguins were, if they got up, or the Suns got up in some of those games, when that lead comes back and they tie it, that's when the whole arena or the whole stadium starts to feel, we're in trouble here.
Last thing for you, did you ever meet Bartman, by the way?
I never did. It was somebody I kind of wanted to meet, too.
Yeah.
I felt bad for the dude. I actually did.
Yeah, and that's what was my follow, too. Did you have compassion for the guy that the city just, wanted to strangle the guy?
Absolutely. And I remember Dusty saying, after it all happened, like, we're going to win the World Series the next year and he's going to lead the parade or something to that extent. And I had major compassion for him. I guess that's just the way I operate. It just was a dude sitting there. I mean, guys that wear the old school Walkman headphones with the fuzzy things on them,
yes,
to a Cubs game so they can listen to, you know, Ron Santo announcing the game, they're not there to hurt the team. And who knows if he even saw the swing. All of a sudden this ball is flying his way and he throws his hands up like anybody else would have done in that stadium. And all of a sudden he's public enemy number one, having to go hide out somewhere.
Crazy, crazy stuff. Matt Clement, Matt, we thank you. We'll chat again next week. Take it easy, and we hope all's well.
All right. Thanks, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.